Blackstone Audio presents Cryoburn by Lois McMaster Bujold. Chapter 1. Angels were falling all over the place. Miles blinked, trying to resolve the golden streaks sleeting through his vision into mere retinal flashes, but they stubbornly persisted as tiny, distinct figures, faces dismayed, mouths round. He heard their wavering cries like the whistle of fireworks from far off, the echoes buffeted by hillsides. Ah, terrific. Auditory hallucinations, too. Granted, the visions seemed more dangerous in his current addled state. If he could see things that were not there, it was also quite possible for him to not see things that were there, like stairwells or broken gaps in this corridor floor, or balcony railings. But wouldn't he feel those pressing against his chest? Not that he could see anything in this pitch darkness, not even his hands reaching uncertainly before him. His heart was beating too fast, rushing in his ears like muffled surf, his dry mouth gasping. He had to slow down. He scowled at the tumbling angels, peeved. If they were going to glow like that, they might at least illuminate his surroundings for him, like little celestial grav lights. But no, nothing so helpful. He stumbled, and his hand banged against something hollow-sounding. Had that bit of wall shifted? He snatched his arms in, wrapping them around himself, trembling. I'm just cold. Yeah, that's it. Which had to be from the power of suggestion, since he was sweating. Hesitantly, he stretched out again and felt along the corridor wall. He began to move forward more slowly, fingers lightly passing over the faint lines and ripples of drawer edges and handles.